Hello, this is Danielle Yawowiecka with the BBC News. President Trump has fired a top cybersecurity official who reposted material dismissing allegations of voter fraud in the recent presidential election. Mr. Trump accused Christopher Krebs, the director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, of making a highly inaccurate statement. Here's Peter Bowes.
Last week, the security agency said there was no evidence that any voting system deleted or lost votes, changed votes, or was in any way compromised. Not so, says the president. There were massive improprieties and fraud, he writes on Twitter, making unsubstantiated claims. For his part, Mr. Krebs is standing by the conclusions of his agency. He tweeted, on allegations that election systems were manipulated, 59 election security experts all agree. In every case of which we are aware, these claims either have been unsubstantiated or are technically incoherent.
The Democratic Republic of Congo has declared an end to the latest Ebola outbreak in the northwest of the country. It had infected 130 people and killed 55 since emerging in June. Catherine Biarahanga reports.
Since 2018, the DRC faced back-to-back Ebola outbreaks, some of them overlapping. At the start of June, several patients were diagnosed in Mbandaka, Equator's provincial capital. During this period, scientists have trialled new vaccines and treatments in the DRC. A World Health Organization-approved vaccine by the pharmaceutical company Merck has been given to 400,000 people in the country. And just last month, the United States Food and Drug Administration approved Inmazeb as a cure for Ebola after clinical trials in the Congo.
Israel says it has launched airstrikes against Syrian army and Iranian Quds Force targets in Syria. The Syrian state news agency said three military personnel had been killed and one wounded. Syrian activists say 10 fighters were killed. From Jerusalem, Yolande Nell reports.
An Israeli military spokesman said fighter jets hit eight targets, including arms depots, military headquarters and surface-to-air missile batteries. Western intelligence sources suggest Israel has stepped up strikes on Syria this year with Washington's approval in an effort to check Iran's military reach. The Israeli military spokesman said three explosive devices were found near an Israeli military position in the Golan Heights on Tuesday and that they were planted on Iranian orders.
Thai lawmakers are voting on proposals to change the constitution, although they appear to have rejected a proposal, backed by protesters, to reform the monarchy. There have been months of protests calling for power to be distributed away from Thailand's King Wattiralongkorn and the military-backed ruling party. More than 40 protesters were injured on Tuesday. World News from the BBC.